Our next guest, obviously, as you heard Coach Alex Terry allude to Dwight Thomas and talk, you know, that he was honored to be on the show with Ice Harris and Dwight Thomas. But certainly Dwight has been around for a long time. He's coached this game at a high level. He played it when he was in high school and college at a high level. And now he's kind of devoted his entire life to making sure that people do the recruiting the right way. He is kind enough to join us from Catapult Sports this evening, Dwight Thomas. Dwight, thanks so much for taking the time on this very busy Monday evening, and happy holidays to you guys.
Ditto, Larry. Love hearing your voice, man.
You too. Alex Terry had some really nice things, but everybody always has nice things to say about you, Dwight. You're a hard worker. I know you go a lot of places. I know Down and Dirty has been a huge line destination for you for a long time with Kelly and Schaefer and doing it the right way. Let's talk about that. You know, you and I used to go back in the day, Bishop Dullahan, then right into Down and Dirty, and you know, there were kids, everybody used to come. It wasn't just kids who were Division II, but we used to have major college kids go to those events. Talk about what's changed, and is it better now that it just concentrates on a core group of kids?
Well, thanks for letting me talk about it, Larry. I mean, because it is huge, and I love going to something and didn't see a mask. You love it when you go into an event and you're the smallest guy in the room. I'm 6'1 and 195, and I'm the smallest guy on the field out of 287 players. It's a thing of beauty. It's truly the fundamental rep camp. That's the thing. If you want to talk about fundamentals, and if you want to get your kid tougher, you're not sure how tough he is, you make sure that he is at Down and Dirty. Because they're going to go three times a day for 3 days, and they are going to be striking. And I was worrying about it, Larry, with all them with a year off here with the COVID, and I was worrying about the kids really falling out and really getting hurt and really, but you know, kids are kids and they're tough and they're resilient. And they wanted to get better and they got better. Rod Schaefer and Kelly Stewart started this 25 years ago, I guess. I've been to all of them. And I don't want to be anywhere else. I mean, I want to watch those guys grow and progress. The thing that has changed, Larry, is that when we started this, the rules did not prevent the Ed Ogerwans, the Arkeos, the Paul Lounsbury, the Greg Marks. You just go right on down the list.
Yes,
we had
yes.
every one of them coaching the segment. How would you like to be in?
Yeah.
You go to four groups that day, and the four guys I just named just got through coaching you. Do you think you want to get better?
And you know what?
We don't have that anymore, Larry.
No. And I remember those days. That's at Southeastern University, who, I'll tell you what, I was there a couple of weeks ago. I didn't even recognize the place. Oh, my goodness, what they've done to that. I mean, people don't understand. You know, we went from back in the day, just, you know, the Big Three and Bethune and Florida A&M playing the game, and Tampa, obviously, to what it is now when we have NAIA and ASA Academy and things like that. I mean, and for you, that's got to be just a dream come true because you have more outlets to push the kids towards. Talk about that.
Yes, I love doing my top performers. Now, I promote every kid. If you're on the varsity roster, Dwight Thomas is going to promote you, and he's not going to charge you, and he's not going to call you. I go through the head football coaches, and I use the college recruiting budget to fund it. So I've got a win-win for everybody. I don't want to do it any other way. And that's one thing I've always loved and admired and respected with you. I've never heard you ask for a penny from kids. Anytime a penny's being raised or charged, the red flag should go up to parents and kids, because we're going to do it free. The high school coach is going to do it free. We're going to get the exposure for them. And those camps, they were really, really good this year. And they're only going to get better because more and more kids are going to see the value of going to these camps. And it's not like these mega camps with a million kids and all that. I mean, I'm not knocking those either. The more exposure you can get for kids, the better, as far as you and I are concerned.
Yeah, Yeah, there's a purpose. And as we're speaking with Dwight Thomas from Catapult Sports, Dwight, I was going to ask you, you know, when you take a look at somebody, and that's the one thing you were talking about, these people who charge you, but here's you and I who don't take a dime, but yet here we are at everything. I mean, you know, you take a look at a lot of these people. I mean, I went to every college campus this year, 11 different college campuses, to see 7-on-7s camps and all those things while you were, you know, because I found out you can't be everywhere at the same time. Yeah. So while you were off at Down and Dirty, I was over at UCF I was over at Miami. And those are, you know, if you can't be everywhere, I love to do that. But the one thing I was going to ask you too, you know, when you take a look at recruiting now to when you were, you know, when you first started, because I know that even when you were a high school coach and coaching Emmett at Escambia and all, I mean, you were doing recruiting, but you weren't immersed into it as you are now. Talk about the difference from when you first started, other than the electronic media and the internet. What's the biggest difference for you?
Well, for me, and thanks for asking that, Larry. You know, I don't know that anybody's ever asked me that. And here's how I would answer you. When I started recruiting 25 years ago, about the same time you were, not sure the exact year, me and you both started, you know, somewhat the same. And I stayed with the seniors until I signed them all on signing day. And then I started on the next senior class. And I did that for the first 5 or so years. And then the college coaches started saying, Dwight, we need junior information. We already said on the seniors, we need junior information. I resisted, Larry. I resisted. But then I realized that, whoa, wait a minute, that's who's paying me. I need to listen to what they're saying, and I need to do that. So then I went to juniors. And now, Larry, if you're on the varsity roster, Dwight Thomas and Larry Bluestein, we're promoting you. That's where it's gone. I mean, they already got 8th graders with offers. How do you do that? That is so far above my pay grade and my I don't know. They're going to grow and mature so much. They grow and mature from the time they're a junior to a senior. What about an 8th grader to a senior? People that can evaluate kids that far in advance. They're better than me.
Dwight, look what we did. We just came through a 15-month period where college coaches couldn't see the kids. And most of these kids, when they last saw them, may have been 5'9", 160, but now they're 6'1", 210. So it's a whole different recruiting circle. I mean, people don't realize that. That kid that you and I sat there and go, you know what, Larry, I wish you know, if he was only like 6'6", 1", he is. And that's why we've had so much interaction during the month of June. For those 26 days in June, it was crazy. It was like a frenzy. It was like somebody dropped meat in the ocean and every shark went everywhere. And these kids were everywhere, from New York to California.
That's a mega camp. You described a mega camp.
Amazing. Dwight, I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you.
You were one of those guys, man.
Anything I can ever do to help you, man, you're put to ass. I'm fixing to head to the 2 grinded out camps, and I'm going to see 18 teams there, and then I'm going to the FCA camp at Ave Maria, and the FCA camp at Southeast. I'm going to see about 15 teams there. Man, you're going to be busy in July here, Larry.
Well, I know I got Kaiser coming up on Saturday for their padded camp, and I've told Socia, you know, get me padded up. I'm ready for that. I love those things, man. Dwight, thanks
Keep working,
so much,
man.
We'll talk to you soon.
Keep working.
Good stuff. Dwight Thomas, Catapult Sports. Been at this for a long, long time, I'll tell you. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.